since the sefer means that Yehuda's halacha that says kichas al haner yichayev for putting out the fire just to save the oil yichayev is shema mina Rabbi Yehuda. You see, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that even though it's a halacha shein tzrich legufa, you do not need the gufa, the kibui, still yichayev for it. Oy vazoi ratio b'mayaskinen. What's pshat in the ratio that says it's mutter? He's a mechaba sanev of neishu misyar. If they list him hanochrim, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So the Gemara, if we're talking about the ratio putting out the fire, means a chaylish yesh boy sakana, for the Gemara mutter mi boyle. The Mishnah just says potter. So the havimina is potter, just means it's potter mi diraisa, but it's still awesome mi dirabonin. Now if the Mishnah the ratio is talking about, you're putting it out for the chayla that the sick person could sleep well. What is, if it means the chayla sheish pesakonam, why does the Mishnah just say potter, which is mash mitzil osam the rabbonin? It's mutim matchila to do it. Hey, it's pekuach nefesh is doich shabbos. If you have a chayla, it's a sakonam, maybe you'll die. And if you know by putting out the light to sleep better, avad was mutter to put out the light. Elamite means a chayla sheishin. Means tam a chayla. He's not a yesh boy sakona. His zichel won't die. So bezoi chayiv chatis mi boyle. Why do you say it's potter? There's a chayiv chatis. You have no heta to be mechal Shabbos just because somebody's sick. If it's not a chayla sheish boy sakona, there's no heta to be mechal Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, putting out the fire is an issa diraisa. So how could the Rashi say it's potter because he's a chayla? So the Gemara li olam bechayla sheish boy sakona. And since the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, so by putting out the fire, you're doing an Issa D'Raisa. So what's the heter for Chayla? It has to be a Chayla that sheish by Sakona, that we're afraid maybe he'll die. Therefore, it's mutter to put out the fire. So at the Gemara, v'dinhu the listening mutter. Really, when the Mishnah says potter, the Mishnah should have said mutter. It's mutter mitchila to put out the fire for this Chayla sheish by Sakona on Shabbos. Now, v'yadi the boiler Mishnah say for chayiv. About the next case, the Mishnah says we put out the fire just for the purpose of saving the or, of saving the shemen, saving the psila. Then you chayiv, because the contrary of Yehuda, even though it's a malacha, shein tzurich legufa, still you chayiv is toni nami reisha potter. Therefore, the reisha, the Mishnah says potter, but really it means it's mutter, because the reisha is talking about such a chayla that's a yesh boi sakonas misa, maybe you'll die. Therefore, it's mutter mitchila to put out the fire. So when the Mishnah says potter, it means mutter. So Trashi, mi diktoni sefer kichas al haner is chayiv chatis im shoygeg b'shabbos. That means sheshokach shu shabbos. Shoygeg means you forgot today was Shabbos. You thought it was Friday. Oy sova shekiva mutter b'shabbos. You didn't know there's such a malach of kibui. You didn't know you're not allowed to put out a fire. So you do it b'shoygeg chayiv chatis. That's what the Rashi says. Who can this go like Rabbi Yehuda? The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufam Chayiv Olei. Even though you do not need the Malacha for the same purpose that they needed in the Mishkan, still you Chayiv Olei. The Kibu is there, putting out this fire, you just want to save the oil. That's your purpose of putting out this fire. Ein Tzarech LeGufa, you do not need the Guf of the putting out the fire. Ela LeTzarech Dover Achar, why are you putting it out? For a different purpose. Shalai tad lekapsila, you don't want the psila to burn up. Or shalai yivka haner, you don't want the nair to break. V'ein lecha kibui, hatzarach legufay, what's called the melecha kibui? What's called the melecha putting out that you need the guf of the melecham? Ela kibui shabchamim. Only in the case where you're putting out coals. That means, kishayisim ayisim, when you're making a coal, the way you make a good coal is, you burn it a little bit, then you put it out, so the next time you want to light it, it lights much better. So the kibul, putting it out, is for a purpose of making it light better next time. Or else the kibul shehiva, psila. The same thing when you have a wick. So we say first you like to scorch the wick, let the wick burn a little bit, then you put out the wick. So putting out the wick makes the wick a better wick. That's called the kibul that you need it for the guf of the malachim. Shakibul nase, you're putting out the fire, lohochiz boya or maher. That next time when you want to light with this wick, it's going to be a better wick. Why? Because you put out the fire the first time. So that's called the melacha tzrich legufa. Mashenkin, when you put out the wick just for the purpose of saving the oil, good, you're doing it for a different purpose, saving the oil. There's no melach in saving oil. The melach you're doing is putting out the fire. You're not nicha with the guf of the melacha. So why does the ratio, the sefer say yichayiv? It says you put out the fire just to save the oil, yichayiv. Bechad, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. that says a malacha she'in tzurich legufa, still yichayiv. Abi, you're doing a malachas kibui. Has any one of the lama test malachas? You do the malacha yichayiv, even though you do not want the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. Now the chiv and the Rabbi Yehuda he reishad the potter mishum chayla vu adin l'shap turi the masnisin. It's shver why you potter? How does the Mishnah say if you put out the fire because somebody is sick? It's potter. Why is the potter? It's an issa the raisa. The raisa you can't do for stam chayla. If you want to say the choyla is such a choyla that if he doesn't sleep well, maybe he'll die. Why does the Mishnah just say potter, which is mashmetz potter midiraisa, but it's also midirabonim? He should have said mutl atchila, pekuach nefesh azeche Shabbos. Chayiv mi boyle, elo mai such a choyla that will not die, is no sakonas nefashis, just tami sick. What's the heter to put out the fire for him? Yitake chayiv. Hayov Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. To lay potter lay mishum dien tzurich legufa. He doesn't potter a malacha shen tzurich legufa. He holds no, since it's daima to the malacha that was done in the Mishkan, mitziyach, you're doing a kibu, you're putting out fire, that's an issi deraisa, there's no heter to put out a fire for stam chayla. The teretz is, we're talking about a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. We're afraid maybe you'll die. Or was that the kasha was it should be mutter? Ein achanam yitztaka mutter. Now the Mishnah says potter, because since in the Sefer before it said chayiv, now it says potter. So the Gemara, v'odetoni Rabbi Yishia, that's what Rabbi Yishia learned. In bishvil ha'choyle she'yishon, lo yichbe, he says if you're putting it out for a choyle that wants to sleep better, don't put it out. V'im kibo potter. But if you do put it out, you're potter avalosa. He says also midirabonin, but potter midiraisa. Is the chur, what are we talking about? Hehi b'choyle shein boi sakona. Rabbi Yishia is zichet talking about a choyle that has no sakonas nefoshes. Because if the person was a choyle sheyesh boi sakona, pshita it's mutter metchil to put out the fire for him. Now since it said it's also midirabonin to put out the fire, it's a choyle shein boi sakona. The question is, why is it potter midiraisa? The Torah says, Rabbi Yishia goes Rabbi Shimon he. Rabbi Yishia goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That holds a mlocha shein tzvich l'guf is potter on Shabbos. Therefore, putting out the fire just for the purpose that this chayla should be able to sleep better, you don't need the goof or the malacha putting out the fire, so it's mutter midiraisa. It's only yosem midirabonim. And midirabonim it's also, because it's talking about a chayla, shein v'isakona, so the rabonim will not matter you. Trashi Reb Shimon hi, de potter lei mishum ein et zirich legufa. Koin to Reb Shimon es potter, because it blies the malacha shein zirich legufa. Halacha we pass like Reb Shimon. It's not so posh. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. A malacha shein tzurich legufa is chayiv. But posh the halacha we hold midiraisa it's mutter, but I call upon him midirabonin it's also. A malacha shein tzurich legufa. He's putting out the fire is also midirabonin. Right. So the marashoyel shila zu li'ila m'reb tamchim. The yes g'shayla te'ila m'reb tamchim. The min noy, it came from the place noy. So Rashi shol shilta means shalu shal, yes the shayla. Li'ila m'reb tamchim. Lefonav, in front of reb tamchim. The chen loshen hashas from mikros rafim ma'imdim imaloi the al shem shireim liskar lefonav. They're afraid to come close to him. Ma'imdim merocha, they're standing away. The min noy, that's a mokim noy. The yes the m'shayla maho lichvois voitzina denura. Are you allowed to put out a lamp, a fire that's burning on Shabbos? Mekamei biisha b'shabata. In front of a person that's sick on Shabbos, Stam Masala Shaila. You have a person that's sick and he wants to go to sleep now, and the lamp is burning. Are you allowed to shut off the lamp on Shabbos for him? Trashi b'isha chayla targim sharua bishta. He's sick. Is posach v'yemis. So instead of answering right away, he went off like a little drosha. He started to darshan. Posach v'yemis started to say, An shleima, shleima melech. Ein ayon chachmoscha. Where was your chachma? Ein sechlasecha. Where was like your sechlas, your foolishness? Loidaincha, he had a kasha on what Shleima Melech said in Kehillis. He had a kasha, Loidaincha, shed the verecha saisim divrei David, avicha. It's not enough bad that what you said is saisi your father David, ela shed the verecha saisim zeazim. Now I have a kasha on you, Shleima Melech, what you said, goof is saisim one the other. What shver? David avicha, David your father said until him, loy ha-meisim yahao luko. Mason can't give hello to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't give shvach. So mashmi, you're better off being alive than being dead. V'yata Martin, you, Shlomo Melech, said, V'shabeach ani yasa Mason, I give shvach to Mason, shakva Mason, that he already died. So that's one kasha, that you say to David, David HaMelech said it's better off being alive. Mesim can't give halal to Hashem. And you're saying, Meshabech and Yesa Mesim, I give more shvach to Mesim than the people that are alive. Or the Shekhfa Mesim, they died. The Chazarta and Havakasha and you Gufan Shlaim HaMelech. Another person, Kelus, you're saying, V'yamarto, Kila Kelev Chayu Toiv Min Ari HaMes. That a dog that's alive is better off than a Ari HaMes, a strong lion that died. So you see, a live person is better than a dead person. So Eshton, you say to yourself, David. He used to start off with Agoda Tchila, V'udoyma L'shila V'dorish. It's Doyma to Akasha, they used to darshan. Kila Kelev Chai Kleima. G'doyla Machayim L'Pekuach Nefesh. It's better Agodal is more important than it Ari HaMes. So Chorutzis Tijashi, Anti means Ono Halacha. Where's the Halacha? The Chazat of Yamat, the list of the Riyatzim, you go for says yourself. So the Gemara Lekasha, he himself came to answer Rashi Lekasha, Iyu Gufa Evi Meporishle. He, the one that asked this Kasha, like the Darshan, right away came to answer the Kasha. Lekasha. Ho de koma David leya mesim haluko. That the David said that mesim can't give halal bat the Kodesh Baruch Hu ochi koma. Here's what David meant. Li oylam yasek odim teru v'mitzvahs kodim shiomas. A person when he's alive should be yasek in teru mitzvahs. Shekivin shemes, as soon as a person is mes, botum in a teru min a mitzvahs. He's bottom if he can't do any more Torah, any more mitzvahs. So Melo Dover is saying, chap around when you're alive and do the mitzvahs. And after you mace, you can't give any more shvach to Hashem. All your mace are done already. You're a mace, you can't do any more mitzvahs. V'hainu diyam Rav Yechon, Israel Rav Yechon said, my dechsev, what did the Pasuk say? V'amesim chofshi, that a mesim are free, you're a free person. That means, kivin shemes odom, nase chofshi min ha-teru min ha-mitzvahs. As soon as you die, you become freed from the Torah and the mitzvahs. You have no more chiyuvim. You can't do the mitzvahs anymore. So Mel David HaMelech said, "Chap around when you're alive and do as much mitzvahs as possible and learn as much as possible." Rashi Dam Rabbi Yechon and Kroa Kedorish the Meisim Chavshi. Aye, Udakam just tomorrow. Udakam was Shloima. That the Shloima Kela said, "V'shabeach ani yasa Meisim shekva Meisu." I'm giving shvach to the Meisim that they already died. That means kishechotu yisro b'midbar. When Klai Yisrael did the Chet Egel in the Midbar, Omad Moishnof and HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yomar, Kama Tfilos HaTachnunim, Lofonov, V'loi Nena, Moishe Davon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tarvachmonos, and Klai Yisrael, a lot of Tfilos, and Hashem didn't answer Moishe. U'kishoma, now when Moishe mentioned, Sechor Li'Avrohom, Li'Yitzchok, Li'Yisrael Avodecho, Miyad Nena, that when Moshe said, "Have Rachmanos and Klai Yisrael b'schus Ovis, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov," then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him. He says, "B'lo Yofe, Oma Shloima, isn't it good that Shloima said, 'V'shabeach ani yasa meisim shekva meisu'? That you can have shvach for meisim is the Ovis, it means big tzaddikim, even though they're meisim ready, but schus the meisim that they did boilo mazeh, they'll still be Yeshua for Klai Yisrael." So Drashi, "V'shabeach ani yasa meisim she'esku b'chayeim b'teru mitzvus." Means the others, when they were alive, they were Isaac in Torah and Mitzvahs. Umesu, then they died. Ruyim l'shabchem, such a tzaddik is ruah to give shvach. Afilu metzadikim chayim, even more than some tzaddikim that are alive right now. Shegdoilim hem b'misosim b'chayim. Such a chazal that tzaddikim are more like greater b'misosim after they're mace when they are when they're alive. It's Hashem listens to them more later than they're alive. Omad Moshe, v'ein l'chot tzaddik menu v'leinene b'schusay. If nobody was a bigger tzaddik than Moshe, and still when he was respectful to Hashem, Hashem didn't listen to him. No, when he mentioned b'schus aveth, then Hashem listened to him. Dover Acha, another pshat is, what Shlomi meant to say, that he's m'shabeach, the meisim, min hogo shaloylam. What's the meaning of this world? Sar boss of Adam, if you're a leader, you're a har president. Goyza gzeri, you make gzeris. Sofik mekayom emoysa, sofik e mekayom emoysa. You can be the biggest president, the biggest king. So sofik, maybe they'll be mekabel, maybe they won't be mekabel what you say. Yom tim tzolayim mekayom afil, liyom mekabel mekayim what you say. Oysa b'chayov, mekayom emoysa, b'moysa, ain't mekayom emoysa. You only listen to what you say when you're alive. When you're dead, goodbye Charlie, the new king comes over and he makes new gzeris. The old gzeris go away. V'yilu ma'ish rabbeinu ma'ashenke ma'ish rabbeinu goza kama gzeris. V'tikin kama takonis. He's halach l'moshe m'sin, or Moshe's own gzeris, the rabbonis that he made. V'kayum em heim lo'ilam lo'om yalom. What the gzeris chazal made, are kayum lo'ilam lo'om yalom. So mel it's called b'lo yofu o'ma shloimoi v'shabeach ani yasa meisim. That I give shvach to the meisim means tzadikim, the meisim, that their meisim are chai v'kayim. Rashi, the racha, shvach ani yasa meisim, horishoinim in amchayim shalachshav. the free dicka than from the living ones now. Shereishonim tovim yelu teda shemeskayemus gzeirosim shemoisha v'yemeskayemus gzeirosarim shalashav. More the kings of today, their gzeiros are not kaim. What Moshe Rabbeinu was goyze is still kaim. V'tikin kamat akonis kihi dutani b'megila. Moshe tikin lam Yisrael shiyosherlam v'dorshim binyonoi shoyim. He's supposed to talk about Hilchas Purim on Purim and about Pesach on Pesach. He made takonis Moshe Rabbeinu, and those takonis are chay v'kaim. But Dover Ach and other pshat on Shleimer is meant for Shabeich and Yisra Mesim Kedu Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. My Dichsil, what does the Pesach say that Dover Melech said, Asay imi ois letoivo v'yiru soyne v'yavoshu. Make for me, Dover Melech said, make for me an ois that will be good for me. V'yiru soyne, my enemies will see it. V'yavoshu, and they'll be embarrassed. Oma Dover Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dover Yest Hashem. Riboy Nishloinam. Mochuli aloi soy oven. Give me mechila for the oven that I did with Rashi the Basheva. Did a chet, it's a shayla exactly what the chet was by Basheva. He married her before the husband was mace. Husband Morris says, Emerson, he didn't do a chet because really, to everyone, whoever went to the Muhammad by David gave a get to the wife beforehand. So about Uri Yadar and then Muhammad, the get was chah really beforehand, so really David was mutter to him. But I call upon him, it looked like a navera. That David was boiled Basheva, even though it looked like she was still married to her husband. Is so David asked Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'moichel mi, amalei mecholecha amoichel you. He didn't just stand there, Sabad, he did tshuvas, he davened Hashem, but it was moichel. Amalei, asei mi ois b'chayai, give me an ois b'chayim that everybody should see that I got mechila for this avera. Amalei, Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered, b'chayecha ein emadiyah, in your lifetime I'm not going to be madiyah, I won't give an ois. Of b'chayi shleima bincha, in your son's Shleima Melech's life, ani modiyah, give a hidoah, give an oyster Klai Yisrael to know that I was moichiyu. What was the maisa? Ki shabona Shleima's Beis Hamikdash. When Shleima built the Beis Hamikdash, bikesh lahachnis oren lebeis kodesh hakadoshim. He wanted to put the oren into the kodesh hakadoshim. Is dovku shorim zelazer? The two walls, the two shorim, the entrance, the two walls, gates came together. Oma Shleima. Shleima said, esrim biyaboron onis, 24 tefillis. And he wasn't answered, they didn't open up. Pasach v'yomer, then he said, Shu sharim roshaychem v'nosu pischa yulam, v'yavim melech hakovet. He's open up and let the melech hakovet come in. So first the Melachim thought that who does Shleima mean the melech hakovet? He means he himself, he means Shleimai. Is royato basra l'mivloi. Now the doors were cast, started to come near Shleimai to swallow him up. Like, who are you? You call yourself melech hakovet. Omru, so Shleima answered back, no. Mi hu zeh melech hakovet? Who is the melech hakovet? Omelu Hashem Izaz v'Gibor Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So good, they didn't come to swallow up Shleima Melech to Shorim, but I call upon them, they did not open up yet. Chazal v'yoma, then Shleima Melech said, Su Shorim Hashaychem Masu Kisri Yolam V'yavim Melech HaKovet Mihu Zeh Melech HaKovet Hashem Tzavokas V'Melech HaKovet Tzelo. V'lei Nena, still he wasn't answered, still the Shorim did not open up. Kivin Shoma, then he said, Hashem Elokim Atesh Yepnem Shechecho. Still sit in front of Pnei Meshechechom. That means Zichro Lechazdei Dovid Avdecho. Remember the Chesed that Dovid did to you. Miyad Nena. Then at the end, the Shorim opened up, and Shlomo was able to bring the Oren into the Kodesh Hakadoshim. His voice was sure at that time. The whole Klai Yisrael saw that why was the base of Midi? Why was the Shorim opened up? Because Dovid Amelech is Napchu Pnei Kol Soinei Dovid. All the faces of the Soinei Dovid, the people that hated Dovid. They still had tiny and still spoke bad about Dovid. He did his chet, kishule kedera, like the red, the bottom of the kedera, the cooking, the cooked part of the kedera. That's how the face turned red. And everybody now saw clear that Kosh Baruch was Meichel Dovid. V'yodu kol om, v'kol Yisrael, all the om, and kol Klai Yisrael knew now, shemochle Kosh Baruch alois oven, that Kosh Baruch was Meichel Dovid alois oven. It's interesting. All his lifetime, people still by face to sign him, went around saying bad things about David, that you did the chet, he had no ra, he had the mechila. Then later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the oath that he was mechul. So the moral of the Yofo Amash Shlomo, isn't it nice that Shlomo Melech said, V'shabeich en yesa meisim shekva meisim, that is a schus and meisim, even after the meis, they have gavalt the schusim. Like here David, after he was meis, then first later, Hashem first gave the oath that he had his mechila. Shrashi, Ruatu Oshorim Basre Lemivle, Savri Dal Atzmoy Oma Melech HaKovid, Omolei Shorim, Miyu Zeh Melech HaKovid, Omiyu Hashem Yizaz V'Gibur. Soinei David, Mishpacha Shoyel Shimiyuk Yoitzavoy. He's the Mishpacha of Shoyel that hated David. Writes the Gemara behind the Siv. Another pasuk says the Malachim Bayim Hashmini on the eighth day after the Chanukah Samizdeach of the Bayis. Sholach es Om, the Om went home. The Yavorchu es Hamelach, they gave a bracha to Shlain Hamelach. The Yelchu Yaleim, they went home to the oil, to the tents. Meichim, they were happy. V'tuv leiv, al kol ha-toiva she'osva Hashem David Avdoi ul Yisrael Amoi. All the toiva that Hashem did to David Hamelach and to Yisrael Amoi. Now what does it mean? The Yelchu Yaleim, they went home to the tents. She'motzun she'sayim b'tayra. They found the wives were not needed, they ruled Torah. Smeichim, what were they all happy about? Shenene Mizniv Hashchina. That when they were in the base of Migdish by the Chnukas HaMizbaam Bayis, they saw the Shechina. V'tuv Eilev, what were they happy about? Tuv Leiv, Shenes Abun Shesayim, Kol Shekolechad V'yechad, V'yol De Zohar. As soon as they went home, their wife became pregnant, and all of them gave birth to Zchorim, to men. Al Kol HaToiva Asher Osa Hashem L'David Avdoi, L'Yisrael Amoi, L'David Avdoi means Shemochol Le'aloi Sayovim. The whole Klai Yisrael saw now by the nest of the Shorim that it opened up. It's Chus David, and David had his Kaporah. What's all Yisrael Amai? What was the time that Hashem was Meichel Klai Yisrael? The Yochulu oven the Yom Kippurim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meichel them the oven that they ate on the Yom Kippur. It's one of these days of this Chanukah Samizbeach was Yom Kippur, was right before Sukkis, and Klai Yisrael ate them, they thought it was a chet, but Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meichel them. Bible says it wasn't a chet. Trash Yom Kippurim, Sheochulu Vishosu Vechanukah Sabayis. That the 7 days they ate, and one of the days was Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichudim. Right. So, Mel is good, the Posek, Meshabech, and Yes, the Mason. All Mason have more Schusen than Chaim. Ah, Yavakash now to Steve Shlomo Melch himself. Udeko Mashloimoi. Kile Kelev Chai Hu Toiv. Min Haria Mace, I'm always said, no, a Chai, a live person, is better than a Mace. Kedarav Yehuda Marav. He meant like Yehuda Marav's din. The Yom Rav Yudah Marav, my dechsev, one of the posik says, Hoy di'eini Hashem, Dovra Melech Esta Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoy di'eini Hashem, Kitzi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, let me know, Kitzi, the trashy, who has seen this love your life. Let me know all that's going to happen to me. That's what Dovra asked my Kodesh Baruch Hu when he was alive. Umi das Yomai, and let me know how long I'm going to live. Mahi, Eido Mahi, how long I'm going to live. Eido Ma Choda Oni. Let me know what Rashi Machodani means. And which day am I going to die? Does he want to know how many years he's going to live? And he wants to know on which day he's going to die. Omar Dovud of Nehakodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbon Shalom. Hoydieni Hashem Kitzi. Let me know exactly what's going to happen to me in my future. Omar Lekodesh Baruch Hu said, Gzerim Lefonai, Shein Modiin Kitzi Shabosu Vadom. I don't let anybody know what's going to be your future. Umidas Yomai Mahi, let me know how many years I'm going to live. Zalti Gzerihi Melefonai Sheimudian Midas Yomim Shalodim. I don't let anybody know exactly how long they're going to live. Nobody knows that. It's Gzerihi from the Eibishter. V'yedo Machodlani, so he has to let me know which day I'm going to die. Omaloi, so now the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered. V'Shabbos Thomas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Dovid HaMelech, you should know you're going to die on the Shabbos. V'Shabbos Thomas. So Dovid had tainus. He said, Eshtons, almost biechad b'Shabbos. Let's push off Amis at least till Sunday. He didn't want to die on Shabbos. Rashi, almost biechad b'Shabbos. Sheyuchlo l'sasek bi v'espedin. They should be able to be Isaac in me, make a good tyro. As if a mace on Shabbos, a mace is muksa, not a tosha mace on Shabbos. So he didn't want to die on Shabbos. Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no. Kva hegiya malchus shloimai binchon. When you're dying, it's a pshat that the melech, your son shloimai, is supposed to become a melech. V'yein malchus negas bechaverto. One king can't go into the reign of the next king, afilu kamala neima, the size over here. In other words, when you have to die, the pshat is the next second, shloimai has to take over. So you can't live till the Sunday. It's already shloimai melech's time to become king. So take away before my time then. Let me die Erev Shabbos. I've been out on Shabbos. Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu said no. Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzrecho me'elef. That means it's better one day of you, David, than 1,000. What does that mean? Hashem said, toiv li yoyim echot shabta yoyshev esek b'teirom. HaKodesh Baruch Hu likes the one day that David HaMelech sits and learns Torah, me'elef oilois she'osit shleina binchon lakru lefonai, al-gabi ha-mizbeach. It's more chashvut to Hashem than 1,000 korbonos that Hashem HaMelech is going to bring later on. It's more chashvut to Hashem, David HaMelech's Torah. So Mel Hashem said, I'm not going to take you away a day earlier. If you're supposed to go on Shabbos, I won't take you away Friday. Because what are you going to be doing? You're going to be learning. I like that day of learning so much, I'm not going to give it up. So Tumar, what was the ma'isa? Kol yom, all the days, Kol yoyma, all the days, the Shabbat, have a Yosef, the Goros, Kula yoyma. Every Shabbos, Dovra Mel.